Lesson 16. Sam, Lesson 16 really gives great attention to the short E vowel.
Yes, that's because now the learner can read so many more words by simply knowing one more vowel sound. And that's the beauty of the way the alphabetic system works. All you have to do is know one more sound, and you can learn dozens and dozens of more words. And that's what we do in this particular lesson. And of course, we want to also give the learner plenty of drills so that things become automatic.
Okay, let's go through the list, reading down the short E sound. Again, the short E stands for the E sound. Eb, deb, web. Eck, beck, deck, neck, peck. Ed, bed, fed, led, ned, red, ted, wed. F, Jeff. Egg, beg, keg, leg, meg, peg. L, bell, cell, dell, fell, gel, sell, tell, well, yell. And you'll note on this page the two words in the box have different spellings, but they actually have the same sound. When the letter C precedes the vowel E, it makes an S sound. So C-E-L-L is pronounced sell, as is S-E-L-L. They sound the same, but have different meanings and are spelt differently. Let's continue with lesson 16. M, gem, hem. N, ben, den, fen, hen, gen, ken, len, men, pen, ten, yen. Continuing now. End, bend, fend, lend, mend, rend, send, tend, wend. Ep, hep, pep, rep. S, yes, bess, less, mess. Et, bet, get, jet, let, met, net, pet, set, vet, wet, yet. X, rex, tex, vex. Our vocabulary has greatly increased, hasn't it, Sam?
Yes, there are many new words in this short E lesson, and there are also a number of words which the learner may not know the meaning of. For example, wend or yen. This is a chance to expand one's vocabulary and to find out what these words mean.
Either by asking the teacher, the tutor, or by going and looking in the dictionary.
Yes.
Great idea.